All right, welcome to our first episode of CT Personal Development. In this episode, we're going to talk about goal setting. All right, over the weekend, I did a video on Facebook, a Facebook Live video on goal setting. If you weren't able to grab or watch that video, that's fine. I'm going to set this podcast up so you'll be able to go through and follow the same steps that we did on Facebook to help with goal setting. So I look at goal setting that every year we all set goals of what we want to try to accomplish within that year. But a lot of times those goals are like a big, broad, big picture type of goal. But within that big picture goal, we always want to try to set up smaller increments to help us reach the objective, what we want to do for the year. So what I'm going to do is we're going to break our goal setting down to the first 3 months. So the first 3 months, what I want you to do is I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper and then come on back and we're going to go through how to set this up for you. All right. So go ahead and pause the podcast right now. Grab that pen and paper. And if you have your family with you, get your family together as well and come on back and let's do this podcast together on goal setting. All right. Welcome back. Okay. So on the top of your paper, all right, on the top of your paper, I want you to write across the top month one, month two, month three. So in those months, that would be January, February, and March. All right, and again, we're going to break this down into small steps, okay? So we don't want to do the whole year right now. We're going to do the first 3 months and see what we can do to reach our goals during this first quarter of the year. All right, then your next part I want you to do is on the side of the paper, on the side of paper, the left side of your paper, I want you to write down the word home. All right. Now, home is what I want you to think about is what can I do to improve on at home for the month of January? I'll give you an example. So for me, I want to try to paint my living room for the month of January. All right. We've had the same color walls for the last 3 years that we live here. And I think it's time to make a change. So that is my goal for January, is to try to figure out how we can do that and what's the best color steps for us to do in January here at home. All right, so what I want you to do is think about you as a parent. What can you do at home? You as an adult, whether you're single or you're living with someone, what can you do in your home to make your home better in the month of January? And if you have your child or if you have children, same thing. Have your children sit down and ask what they can do to help improve. I know my kids, I always tell them, listen, you can improve on making sure you turn the lights off when you leave your bedroom. That's a small little task, but man, I don't know how many times I got to go back and tell them to turn your light off. Or pick up your toys. Or no wrestling or horse playing as much as you're doing. So these are just the type of things that, you know, you can help your kids to help kind of improve at home on, help improve for them at home. All right, good. Okay, so now we go to the next part. Okay, so what I want you now is to give a little space. And under that space there, I want you to put the word school or work. So if it's a child doing it, the child would do school. If you're a college student and you're in school, I want you to put school. If you're an adult, you're in school, put school. And work. If you work, and what do you do for work, whatever it is it may be, I want you to put work there. All right, in the month of January, what is it that you want to improve on for work? Okay, I'll give an example for me. For me, my work side of it is I wanted to start my podcast. So this is what I'm working on. I put my goals together as to what I want to do. I started thinking about some topics that I wanted to start with, and I felt that goal setting was a great topic to start with for the beginning of the year. So I start putting together how I want to set this up and how I want to present it to people. And here I am. I'm getting it done. So again, for me, that was my work goal for January. What's yours? All right, good. Write it down. That's great. Okay, so now we're going to go to the next one. I want to give a little more space again. And this last one, guys, this last one's important too. This last one is like physical activity and wellness. All right, you can choose whichever one you want to put, or you can put them both. All right, physical activity would be if they're a martial arts student or a karate student, what can they improve on in their karate class? If they play basketball, football, sports, dance, whatever other activity they do that keeps them physically active and moving, what is it they can improve on in that activity? As an adult, for you, what can you improve on with your physical fitness? Getting in shape, things of that nature. Eating better, eating healthier. On the wellness side, what can you do to help improve yourself mentally in a different state to help you get to a different state? Reading more books, things of that nature. If you have a child that reads books, that's another good thing to add. All right. So again, that is our how I would break down my months. I will have you go back now and do the same thing for February and March. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you can use it to help you set goals, and we'll see you all soon. Have a great day.